In a kitchen at Johnson & Wales University, dressed in chef's whites and up to her elbows in icing, is Chef Shelley Andrews.
So we mix this in just so it's a nice spreadable consistency. And this is basically egg whites, sugar, and butter.
She's a baking and pastry instructor at Johnson & Wales. Andrews and a few student helpers are making enough cake, or well, cakes plural, to feed 3,000 people. They're making 30 sheet cakes, cutting each into 100 individual pieces for celebration goers to enjoy.
It's a chocolate vanilla layer cake. It's like mainly chocolate, and then I marbled in a vanilla cake just to give it a little bit more interesting flavor. So it's combining the two together.
Andrew says they're frosting each piece with the buttercream icing she's been mixing up. Chocolate sprinkles, rosettes, and if she has the time,
we might do a little dog with flowers. That's the state flower of North Carolina.
Andrews also gave her sophomore baking and pastry students an assignment for the celebration, to make display cakes to practice their decorating skills. The theme? Interpreting an aspect of the Queen City.
My cake is based around the Arts District of Charlotte.
That's 20-year-old Sarah Tankersley.
When I think of Charlotte, I think of how beautiful and creative we are. On my bottom tier, I have envisioned the murals in NOTA. And then on my top tier, I have the Firebird, which is a statue in front of the art museum uptown.
19-year-old Cameron McMeekin's cake takes you through a timeline of Charlotte's history.
It's a lot to unpack. So it starts here with the Catawba Indian Chief, and then it heads to the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence. To the second tier, I introduced the trains and then moved into the where our banking started, so the U.S. Mint that was here, the Charlotte National Bank, and I even replicated some currency from 1897. And then the top tier is present-day Charlotte with the Bank of America Stadium and the skyline, a NASCAR.
Those two cakes and 13 more will be displayed in public libraries around the city. Just a reminder, they're not edible. They're made out of cardboard and styrofoam. But if you want a piece of the real cake, head to the celebration at Trade and Tryon between 11:30 and 1:30 today. For WFAE, I'm Jessa O'Connor.